evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 23rd day of January 2021. Well, it's all over, apparently. All over. Trump walks away. No explanation. And he seems to be delighted to do it. I mean, I thought he'd be putting on a brave face if he decided to go, but he didn't need to. He could have done all the things we've gone over in infinitum and the 10 major broadcasts plans, which Mike Adams laid out. He had 10 plans to victory if you want to use them. And each one of them got shut down by him and Flynn, etc. So the only thing I am suspicious of is he seemed very relaxed and happy about it. Never mind his piece of work he's married to, who's a nasty, nasty piece of work by any standards, male or bride. But dear. So it's all over. Not everybody in this organization believes that, by the way, in RBN. But I just have a list of things here that are absolute hard facts about Trump. No move on cleaning up the swamp. Absolutely, 95%. Did not. He didn't move against the Clinton, the Bushes, the Bidens, and the evidence out there is overwhelming. No sort out of the Pentagon, no sort out of the Department of Justice. In fact, he put swamp creatures into these departments to clean up the swamp creatures. I mean, can you believe it? it's just hard to comprehend. Adjusting something, yeah, okay. He would do that, and sort out of the FBI, Department of Justice, Sessions, and Barr. I mean, how bad does it get? And the FBI, who's well documented, the criminal organization it is, and Ray and Comey originally. Comey was on Irish television last night on the Late Show, which is the longest running late show in the world. Well, he'd been interviewed by an idiot. It was a video link. Ryan Tuberty, and they regularly have Hillary Clinton on once or twice a year, which is in Ireland, you know. But they're lapping it up, Biden. I think this is the man who's going to save us, and that nasty Trump is gone. Well, I'm not sorry to see the end of Trump, but there's plenty of other people who will fill the role other than him. And I just, for the life of me, I can't see what the Patriot movement is jumping up and down. But as I was saying, didn't move against the Clintons, the Bushes, didn't clean up the Pentagon, who destroyed him in the end. And I said, well, the biggest thing I said about him down the years, I said, mark my words. I said, his catastrophic bad judgment of people, his narcissistic personality, and his catastrophic judgment. I've never seen anybody, a grown adult, in any kind of management position ever, anywhere. And I've worked for a lot of organizations and multinationals. I've never seen anybody with such bad judgment. The people he appointed, 375 people resigned from his administration, and about 25 at senior level, almost up to cabinet level, right? Gone. And didn't sort out the FBI, didn't sort out the CIA. The CIA was out of control on John F. Kennedy's era, 63. That's only 60 years ago. Imagine three generations of building a crime syndicate. No sort out of Big Pharma. In fact, he's sucking up to bitched about a few prices, but that's it. And he's a lovey of vaccines. Has not a bull's notion about it. It's been filled with absolute propaganda and crap, just like Boris Johnson is here. And the list of people he appointed is beyond belief. Mad Dog Mattis, McMaster, Bolton on the defense side, they came and went. Pompeo is a highly suspect individual, as is Barr, Sessions, we know that. And the Rex Tillerson, he was the first to retaliate against Trump, could not communicate with him, and called him an effing idiot, yeah, and then denied it, of course. And this Gina Haspel, who's the chief of torture operations in the CIA. One rumor was that she was shot in the raid on the server farm in Germany. But where did that go? Is this all going to go into an archive and maybe be released in 30 years' time? But I have a few interesting audios to play today, really devastating. One from RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is not in politics. He's in a very worthy profession, protecting children. And it's, I think it's the finest speech he ever made, ever. It's 18 and a half minutes. We play that, first of all, later today. And we have one from Dolores Cahill in Ireland, the epidemiologist who has blown all the figures around the world and the Irish government out of the water. And she is on a special thing about freedom travel, the right to travel, an inalienable right to travel, which we have. And all about now, she's been interviewed by James Corbyn, or the Corbyn Report. That's a 24-minute one. The other one we have is a former chief executive of Pfizer saying that masks are no use and that really the vaccine is useless. Former chief executive of Pfizer. Also, it's quite a long one. It's a 32-minute one. I don't know if we get it to do it today. The former chief scientific officer interview. He was 17 years the chief scientific officer of Pfizer. Interviewed by Anna Breeze, an ex-BBC journalist, who left the BBC in absolute frustration at the carry on the BBC. And this former scientific officer was saying that the epidemic was over way before last June, and that if they stop testing, this crap PCR testing, it's a faulty test anyway, the virus will disappear. It'll find its own level in the society. But they're chasing the infection, which is like chasing a dog chasing its tail. Absolutely insane. Absolutely, totally, utterly, comprehensively insane. But one other thing, we have a 12-minute piece from David Rubin on the climate collapse. There's serious things happening to the climate around the world due to this grand solar minimum. That's for sure. But to... I'll come to a thing later on in probably a session, a few minutes. So how many was he trying to fit them into the sections of the program? But the one there, Ken, we'll play this one, which fits into this time zone. Former chief executive, the chief executive of Pfizer. That one there, we might have played last week, but it's only 8 minutes. Just to highlight this from the horse's mouth. Former chief executive of Pfizer exposes the vaccine. You got that one there? Okay.
So everyone, it is Dr. Mike Yeadon I'm going to be speaking to. It's the 29th of October, 2020. Now, Mike is semi-retired. No, he's 60 years old.
Hold on. That's the long one. That's the 32 minutes one. It's not the scientific officer one. It's the one chief executive. 8:33. There's six I sent you today, Ken.
Hello again. This is the 13th of January, 2021. This clip was posted on November the 29th, 2020. It had 26,207 views when I got it. Don't know how real it is, but it's most interesting. No need for vaccines. COVID pandemic is over, says former VP of Pfizer, Naughty Beaver. Let's have a listen. It's 7 minutes and 21 seconds in duration.
Good evening, everybody. Naughty Beaver. This is going to rock your world. Thank you, Sophia, for sending this in to me. This is the National Herald out of India. If you don't believe the world can change in a nanosecond, I think you're sorely mistaken. No need for vaccines. COVID pandemic is over. Says former vice president of Pfizer. Of all things in the world, you gotta be kidding me. The pandemic is effectively over and can easily be handled by a properly functioning NHS. Accordingly, the country should immediately be permitted to get back to normal life, says former VP of Pfizer. This is an impossibility in this world, former head of a massive pharmaceutical company saying you don't need our drugs.
Oh my God!
While Pfizer Pharmaceutical had made headlines on the release of their coronavirus vaccine, a former vice president and chief scientist of the company, Dr. Michael Yeadon, has said that there is no need for any vaccines to bring the COVID-19 pandemic to an end. According to an article published in Lockdown Skeptics, Dr. Michael Yeadon wrote, "There's absolutely no need for vaccines to extinguish the pandemic. I've never heard such nonsense talked about vaccines. You do not vaccinate people who aren't at risk from a disease. All the scientific charts of the world have said that hardly a child on this earth has even died from coronavirus, and of that group, they all had pre-existing conditions. The mass vaccination would have been the great slaughter of the human race. This is the voice of reason that the world should have been listening to. You guys see this now? You also don't set about planning to vaccinate millions of fit and healthy people with a vaccine that hasn't been extensively tested on human subjects. This is the type of viral thing that should have been crossing this planet a long time ago. I'll leave a link for this inside of the video, my friends. This is the type of news the world should be seeing. Please share this video with others. Maybe have them take a look at True Voices of Reason in this world. Who owns the National Herald? The National Herald is an Indian newspaper published by the Associated Journals Limited and owned by Young India Limited, a company by Indian National Congress. It was founded by India's first Prime Minister in 1938 as a tool to win independence. The truth is always out there in this world. If anything you're ever going to make viral about this so-called pandemic, this is the one thing that you should share. I'll leave a link to this inside the description. I love you lots. Naughty Beaver out. Take care.
We're bringing together the best and brightest minds, experts from across the board. This is going to be the largest logistical undertaking in a generation. And we need an expert in logistics. We need a general in charge of this massive undertaking. That's why I've asked General Rick Hillier to chair this new task force. And he has accepted, because we need military precision. We need the discipline that only a general can bring to this task. General Hillier is a Canadian hero. He previously served as the Chief of Defense Staff for the Canadian Armed Forces. He was a commander of the NATO-led forces during the war in Afghanistan. He also led 15,000 members of the Canadian Armed Forces to help Ontarians and Canadians after the 1998 ice storm. And now he will bring that same leadership and that military precision to this new task. On behalf of all Ontarians, I want to thank General Hillier for his service and for agreeing to take on this challenge. The task force will leave no stone unturned. We will pull out every single stop we have to get ready to get this vaccine distributed. And as Premier, you have my word. We will get vaccines to every part of this province when they are ready.
His comments come at the end of a comprehensive criticism of the Scientific Advisor Group for Emergencies. SAGE, a government agency of the UK tasked with advising the central government in emergencies. SAGE has played an important role in determining public lockdown policies in the UK as a response to the COVID-19 virus. Yeadon also highlights fundamental errors by SAGE in their presuppositions which cause their overall conclusions to go radically awry, leading to the torturing of the population for the last 7 months or so. SAGE says everyone was susceptible and only 7% have been infected. I think this is literally unbelievable. They have ignored all precedent in the field of immunological memory against respiratory viruses. They have either not seen or disregarded excellent quality work from numerous world-leading clinical immunologists which show that around 30% of the population had prior immunity. They should also have excluded from susceptible a large subset of the youngest children, who appear not to become infected, probably because their immature biology means their cells express less of the spike protein receptor, called ACE2. I have not assumed all young children don't participate in transmission, but believe a 2/3 value is very conservative. It's not material anyway, Yeadon wrote. So SAGE is demonstrably wrong in one really crucial variable. They assumed no prior immunity, whereas the evidence clearly points to a value of around 30%, and nearly 40% if you include some young children, who technically are resistant rather than immune, wrote Yeadon. And considering the reality of herd immunity, when susceptibility to a virus falls this low, at around 28 to 35%, that population can no longer support an expanding outbreak of disease, and thus the virus wanes and disappears. The pandemic is effectively over and can easily be handled by a properly functioning NHS, National Health Service. Accordingly, the country should immediately be permitted to get back to normal life, concludes Yedin. For those sleeping masses out there, if you have purchased face masks, lean over and read the box of them that you purchased. It says right on them they don't do a damn thing to protect you. The government has no legal right to make you wear them, nor can they force businesses to make desperate people waste more of their hard-earned money on a lie. Enough is enough.
Yep. Okay, we'll end it there. The sure, that's both the reason I play that. If, underneath all this political carry-on, this raging mismanagement of the COVID pandemic, it's never qualified as a pandemic. The BBC putting out that the 60,000 people have died. The actual death rate between 16 and 60 is 388, probably approaching 400 now. And we don't know their medical histories. And possibly 15, 20,000 elder people died prematurely in old folks' homes, right? That was with the COVID infection. 40,000 died of the flu, the general winter flu in 1718, and nobody already mentioned it. And now the vaccine, which they're going hammer and tongs on, is being given out like Smarties. And it's shocking, truly shocking to see figures of 80%, 83% of Brits have a positive attitude towards the vaccine. What? In America, it's 47%, thankfully, have a positive attitude to the with the vaccine. But although I have much regard for him, David Davis, who used to be the Brexit secretary, spoken up today in Britain and said that there should be a mass distribution of vitamin E. Sure, vitamin E, vitamin zinc, and vitamin C. Those three things will make most people bulletproof from it. But no preventative medicine mentioned anywhere. I've said this again and again and again. Not in Britain and Ireland, the European Union in America, the English-speaking world in Canada. Not one syllable from any politician or chief medical officer. Like, who the hell wants to listen to politicians? I should say what you should take to do it. The only thing they have to offer is isolate and lock down. And wear masks. I mean, this is absolutely the New World Order weapon. It's a weaponized pandemic. That's what it is. It's just utterly disgusting. And it's going on and on and on. And this dual things were being attacked on so many levels, not to mention 5G. And every week I have stuff I don't even get to. But the stories here about the 5G carry on in America and what it's doing, especially to children. And the street high-powered LED lighting, but the COVID, the vaccine, and the 5G connected, boom, you're not going to survive. Okay, we go to the first break today, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Good, and we'll come back in for the break, and we go straight to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, PJ. You know, PJ, it's very embarrassing and astonishing to me that you could see through all this Trump nonsense across the pond, and the people here are so gullible. You know, when he said Hillary Clinton has been through enough, that was it for me. That alone proved to me that he was a phony fraud. At that point, you know, after 4 years of his childish bickering, name-calling, twittering, like small school children on a playground, you know, I began retching uncontrollably after his first year in office. And you know what? I'm glad to see him gone now, because I couldn't deal with 4 more years of his bull crap. At least now we know we're all forced to face the fire that's to come. And that's what American people need. Otherwise, they sit back on their laurels and put hope in a phony savior. And that's how the people are. And like I said, PJ, it's amazing how you could see this across the pond and the people here don't. I mean, that says a lot. Yes, sir. That says a lot about how the American people... Yes, sir.
It's the same here. I'm surrounded by as much as you are here in the UK. Okay, I'm an interrogating git of information all my life, but yeah, it's annoying, and you feel isolated. And I said, what an uphill battle it is to communicate with people. I mean, they're total morons. But I have two very interesting things to play. I put the thing in there out of context, that 8-minute piece, because it doesn't fit in any other section of the program. Slightly out of sequence, it was attacking Trump. But I have an 18-point thing. If you go to... are you one of the people... Do you have the internet or not? Do you have the internet?
No, I don't, sir.
Well, activists post 18 ways Trump supported the swamp during the presidency. I'll read you that out, probably the third hour. But no, it's just shocking, truly shocking in every way.
Keep up the 100%. Good work, PJ. It seems to me that people in this country need to hear from people across the pond, because they just don't get it, and I don't think they ever will. PJ, thank you for taking my call now. Good night, sir.
Okay. Good on you. Thank you. Yep. It's I don't believe it. Okay. Mike Adams laid out quite real things, that there was 10 pathways for him to take power against this appalling voting scam, et cetera, using the Insurrection Act and the executive order of September 2018. And it's all in there to be done. But then he was gazumped by the the senior generals who issued a letter, which was no date on. Is that more the propaganda? We don't know. But we're being psychoped from so many sides. It's just truly shocking. I'll wait till that's the bottom of the hour piece, and I'll play an outstanding, two outstanding pieces next. Okay, maybe I'll show them into the second hour. It'll be Robert Kennedy talking outside of politics about this, all the things we're up against. One of his finest speeches he's ever made, outstanding. And Dolores Cahill from Ireland talking to James Corbyn about freedom to travel, which is an absolute, a total right. There's no doubt about it. But everything I look at here, and looking at all the articles and activist posts, Natural News, it's the pandemic is being used to batter people. And where there's left-wing Labour are in Britain, and the Democratic Party in power, they're using it to batter the public and batter and batter and batter and lock them down like it was some sort of sport, medieval sport. And the facts and the science can go to hell. It's shocking. And is there anybody speaking up from the medical profession? You know the way I bash doctors and GPs, and I'm surrounded by so many of them in my own family. Not a word, not a word. They're just bitching over the cost of administering the vaccine here in Britain. And I think they're going to get £60 a shot. £60, right? And they've been doing nothing for a year, because most of the medical practice were just dealing with people on the phone because of COVID. I mean, what a scam. What a filthy, filthy scam. The NHS in Britain, which they keep applauding. I mean, they shut it down. I support the nurses. That's it. But not the doctors and the specialists who haven't got the guts of allows to speak up about the truth and the proven science. There are batches of doctors in Britain who speak up, and in America, and in Andrew Wakefield, who are telling the truth about the cure for this virus, and also the shocking dangers of an RNA vaccine, which this Pfizer vaccine is. It is horrendously dangerous. And the evidence so far, even in a bigoted, ignorant media in Britain and America, is that there's a shocking reaction to it. So and they're going to use it as blackmail. And the COVID passport, whoa, is that a piece of contemptible blackmail and a half? But I think they will ultimately withdraw it. I agree with Andrew Wakefield. Because the side effects of this, direct effects of it, are just shocking. But they've been running, as again, I'm repeating the same kind of thing. UK columnists, the best we have of the Patriot Act here in Britain, have been highlighting all the dirty tricks being pulled by government on this. And it's dirty tricks upon dirty tricks. Medical care and prevention, forget it. Forget it. Doesn't exist. And the number of people dying where the figures are high are people of normal illnesses who can't get into hospital because the NHS has been shut down. And the UK has now approaching 5 million backlog of surgical procedures that are backed up. It was 2.5-3 million before we went into this COVID thing in 2019. It's now coasting towards 5 million. Wow. So they'll never catch that up. That's another death rate of culling, a cull that's going on. And the figures of 5-year average of death rates per day, the average death rate per day is 1650 over 5 years. 2020, it's less. It's less. Less, less, less. So the absolute poisonous scum coming out of the BBC is not just... BBC is now as bad as CNN. It really is. And every chance they get to attack Trump, they do. They won't attack on legitimate policy issues. It's just promoting the likes of Comey, who was on late night TV yesterday in Ireland, and he's promoting his book, something about justice. I mean, the creature talking about justice. Whoa, utterly revolting. Totally and utterly and comprehensively revolting. There's no doubt about it. But they said here, 18 ways Trump supported the swamp. And it's a very good article here written by Derek Brose of Activist Post. And he's saying, on Tuesday, Donald Trump said farewell to America as he acknowledged this week, we inaugurate a new administration. Trump has yet to officially concede, a point which his most hardcore followers still believe indicates he will remain president. However, he finally spoke about handing over the reins of power to Biden administration. Now, as I prepare to hand over power to hand power over to the new administration at noon on Wednesday. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. Oh, really? That's meant to fix us up. Isn't that a token gesture? It's a grotesque insult, really, as far as I'm concerned. So he has conceded. If that had to go to court, but where do you go to court? We have a failed media, a failed legal system, a failed police system in both America and Britain, and it looks like the military, who are the guys who were sent there, asked to sleep on concrete. I mean, whoa. And so many of them didn't acknowledge Biden. They turned their backs on him, and his cavalcade went down the main 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But this article, Derek Brose, goes on to say, while we might not have mentioned Biden, he might not have mentioned Biden by name, it is clear that Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as the next president. I say this is written on the 19th. Before America races to forget the Trump years, we owe it to ourselves to pause and reflect on the facts that the Trump era first. Donald Trump did not drain the swamp. As I illustrate below, Trump used his position of power to continue and empower the same industries and figures which have benefited from every Democrat and Republican president from before him. Indeed, I stand by my assessment of Trump made in November 2016. Donald Trump's role is to be the great divider. He used his position to stoke the flames of division and chaos, all the while playing the role of anti-establishment president, an oxymoron if ever there was one. In 2018, Derek Brose goes on to say, when will Trump supporters and the freedom movement realize they were duped? I didn't have much faith at the time, stating now, of course, they are the diehards who will inevitably stick with Trump through his entire presidential career, no matter what policy he takes. This is 2016, he's saying this, even when in contradiction with not only his own words, but with the principles previously espoused by these diehard followers. Now the Biden, as Biden is about to wield the presidential powers, Trump, most diehard followers still claim Trump is going to stop Biden from being president. Let's see it. My concern is that folks who previously supported many of the actions taken by Trump will not recover the principles they once held, and instead further entrench themselves in the false left-right paradigm, convincing themselves that Trump represented a fight against the deep state and Biden is the swamp incarnate. Sure. The problem with this belief is that it reinforces the idea that one party actually is better than the other, what in reality they both play for the same masters. Most importantly, this belief that Trump was fighting the deep state is not backed by the facts. Allow me to present a partial list of 18 of the evidence showing Trump's relationship with the swamp. And he goes on to say, nominating industry insiders. From the moment he took office, it was clear that Donald Trump was going to continue the practice of his predecessors and continue to revolving door relationship between government and corporations. And in surname, some of the people are obscure people he appointed. Dow Chemical, one of the most poisonous, disgusting companies in the world. He said, in addition to the Dow Wright, he appointed Peter C. Wright as the assistant administrator for the U.S. Environment Protection Agency. Whoa, I mean, that takes some, that's gratuitous insult. Monsanto, who are polluting the earth and the soil and livestock, he puts that guy in charge, former director of Monsanto, as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Wow. Well, that alone knocks him out straight away. That's unacceptable. Cozy with big oil. Well, we know that Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, but even Tillerson couldn't take to carry on dealing with the likes of Trump. And now people say many times, oh, you don't realize the IQ. Trump has quite a low IQ. In fact, you can have a high IQ and be a social moron, you know. And within Trump's case, it's catastrophic bad judgment. Cozy with big pharma. Yeah, he bitched about the prices, but did nothing. And he's promoting vaccines like they were children's sweets. I mean, forget it. Number four, support for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Dr. Saluzzi was was not only connected to the Gates Foundation. We saw Trump, we saw from the Trump administration in October, the NIH signed contracts with companies connected to DARPA, Big Tech, and the Gates Foundation. Additionally, Trump administration signed off giving billions of taxpayer dollars to the Gates Foundation and funding Gavi, the Global Vaccine Alliance. Number five, ending investigations into pesticide dangers. Well, under the heading of getting rid of bureaucracy, he just trashed regulations left, right, and center. The Trump administration faced lawsuits from active groups for ending the ongoing investigation into dangers of pesticides. Wow. Making GMOs easier to enter the food supply. On June the 11th, 2019, Trump quietly issued an executive order to streamline GMO regulations in the United States. The order, titled Modernizing the Regulatory Framework for Agricultural Biotechnology Products, in the latest move by the Trump administration aimed at promoting the use of genetically engineered and modified crops. In his executive order, Trump called for federal agencies to fix what he called regulatory maze, okay. But we don't know actually what they did. Probably never will. And it's a bad on gun rights, depending on your political views of this issue, might not matter, but for Trump's base, gun rights is an issue close to their hearts. During his administration, Trump supported calls for controversial red flag laws, government-approved removal of weapons based on spurious claims, bump stock ban on firearms. Okay, that was number seven. Number eight, support of the expansion of the 5G rollout. Despite opposition by thousands of scientists, doctors, researchers, and activists and health professionals, Donald Trump pushed for the expansion of the 5G networks at one time, calling for 6G, well, the Chinese have 6G now, to attack us with weapons. In April 2019, and that's a battlefield weapon, 5G, it has nothing to do, should have nothing to do with telecoms. We don't need it. We have fiber optic cable for every possible use in internet and communications. In April 2019, Trump issued an executive order stating that the local and state bodies must now approve new 5G infrastructure within 90 days. What? Even I didn't see that. The Trump administration also initiated a cap on the fees local governments can charge telephone companies wanting to install 5Gs. Oh dear. Nine, support of the Syria false flag narrative. Well, that's a complicated one. Declare your independence. Profit from outside the rigged system. Okay, it's very complex. I'm not getting into the Syrian issue, but they've been playing games with the Syrian people. God help Syria. And number 10, the drone emperor. While Obama was known as the drone king for his reliance on drone technology for taking out accused terrorists and killing their innocent family, Trump took it to a new level. First, Trump removed rules which required reporting on drone deaths that were put in place by Obama. Once he decided he had his turn with drone murder. In fact, in 2019, airstrikes from US and allied in Afghanistan killed 700 civilians, more than in any other year since the beginning of the war in 2001. Okay. Number 11, fighting to keep presidential kill list secret. In December 17, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration in an attempt to force release of newly established rules related to the U.S. military's secret program of killing. The program was established during the Obama administration and expanded by Donald Trump. Okay. And number 12, lying to the 9/11 victims' families. Despite making vague statements about finding out the truth about 9/11, Donald Trump never used his position to challenge the official narrative surrounding 9/11. Even worse, Trump actually lied to the victims' families when he promised he would get to the bottom of the Saudi involvement in 9/11. Despite the family's efforts to have Trump investigate Saudi Arabia, he failed to do anything meaningful business. Oh, no. Saudi Arabia, number one military industrial complex customer from America. 13, imprisoned in American citizen without trial or charge. In a story that received way less attention than it deserves, the Trump administration held an American citizen without trial or charge for over a year. An American man has reportedly traveled to research and document the ongoing conflict in Syria when he was seized by Kurdish forces and handed over to the US military. The Trump administration labeled him enemy combatant and held him without charge for more than a year, without officially charging him with any crime. After help from the American Civil Liberties Union, the unidentified American was freed. Unfortunately, he was set free and forced to go and live in an unidentified country that is not his home. Wow. Number 14, continued support for the NDAA indefinite detention clause. Speaking of detention, another product of the war on terror, a.k.a. the war on freedom. That's absolutely. Is a provision contained in the NDAA, which was originally included in the 2011 version of the bill. Some readers may recall that since 2011, the NDAA has included a provision which allows for indefinite detention of an American citizen without the right to trial. I imagine the Supreme Court rubber stamped this. The bill was signed into law by former President Obama, and the indefinite detention provision is still contained in the NDAA, right? Whoa. And has been apparently approved by Trump. Okay. 15. Attempted to block testimony on CIA torture. That was Gina Haspel, who he promoted, who was in charge of that. The Trump administration invoked state secret privilege in an effort to prevent the two psychologists who created the CIA torture program from testifying in court. Wow. 16. Empowering and expanding the police state. The expansion of the police and surveillance states has happened under the Trump administration in a variety of forms. Specifically, the Trump expanded the militarization of law enforcement surveillance tools under the guise of illegal immigration, as Trump discussed building a wall along the southern border. Well, he got about a third of it built, and he was quite feeble in getting that through, etc. But number 17, of 18 altogether, supporting the persecution and prosecution of Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning. This is obscene. That was the most appalling thing that writes them off for me completely. Not to give a pardon to Julian Assange and give a pardon to a scummy piece of work, Steve Bannon. I mean, that's just shows his true nature. During his campaign for President, Donald Trump famously said he loved WikiLeaks, but after he was elected, he began signing different... singing a different tune. Trump eventually called for the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and the Trump administration put pressure on the Ecuadorian embassy in London to turn Assange over to the United States. Now, as Trump's presidency slips away, Assange supporters are desperately hoping for a pardon that does not seem to be coming. No, and it didn't. The Trump administration has also recently come under fire for the treatment of U.S. Army whistleblower Chelsea Manning, who was recently summoned to answer questions as part of a grand jury subpoena. For refusing to participate in this grand jury process, Chelsea Manning was arrested and has been held in solitary confinement since. It is believed that the questions relate to Manning's 2010 leaks of U.S. Army documents to WikiLeaks. Finally, number 18. The list, the number against them are in the hundreds, but we're doing the top 18 here, Derek Burrows. Trump's nearly three-decade relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. When serial abuser Jeffrey Epstein was arrested in 2019, Donald Trump did not mention his relationship with Epstein. The well-documented relationship goes back to the 1980s and includes extensive ties to Epstein's partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's still in detention, and they refused her bail this week as well. Epstein had 14 different numbers from Donald Trump in his little black book, and numerous videos and pictures showed the men spending time together, despite attempts by Trump base to place distance between him and Epstein. One of Epstein's earliest victims says Trump and Clinton and Alan Dershowitz and the Rothschilds were all involved in the disturbing trafficking system. Alan Dershowitz, yeah. Dershowitz is on television today saying that you've no right to refuse a vaccine. Woo. Due to Epstein's untimely disappearance, we will likely never know the truth of Trump's involvement. Well, the only reason he may be dead is that he must have really peed off the Israeli Mossad, who he's basically working for, to entrap as many people in society as possible so that he has control on. That's the way the security services do it as well. Wow. But I read that very fast. That article, here are 18 ways Trump supported the swamp during his presidency. And then the other ones, I mean, he appointed swamp creatures to clean up the swamp. Barr and Ray and Sessions. I mean, how bad does it get? But that's on Activist Post. And it's written by Derek Brose, who is a brilliant writer in that section. Where do you begin to list the offences against Trump, and why has he marched off smiling? And we're all being told by... I'm going to play a piece here where there's it's the last piece of intrigue later on, probably in the third hour, or in the second hour. It's a 24-minute piece on... 32 minutes. General Decode. It's people who I haven't seen them before, but it's a very clear cut piece about. They say that Trump, Biden has not been given the nuclear codes, that the Pentagon won't give them to him, that Trump still has them. that's hard to believe. But they go on to a scenario. There's a last piece of speculation as to what may happen with the military, etc. But I notice Sidney Powell and Flynn have not been giving any interviews. Although one thing leaked out, that Sidney Powell was attacking Trump for not moving on what she had said to him. But it'll all spill out, definitely. But I don't think there's any way back with the Patriot Movement on this. I just simply don't think so. But we'll come in, we have to run without interruption, ideally. In two parts of the second hour, we'll play the Robert F. Kennedy piece, which is outstanding. Please, please listen to that. He has a speech impediment from he may have cancer of the throat at some stage, but he has, it's still very clearly, it's well recorded, where he makes a general plea to people about what they're up against and how to fight back. And he has dedicated his life to protecting children from vaccinations and from all sorts of other things. And he's the nearest thing to JFK, because all the others have been a dreadful failure. Fortunately, there's a curse on the Kennedy family. I don't know. And the second one we play in the second hour is Dolores Kyle talking to James Coburn. I get his name right. A very good interview about the freedom to travel. And she, with her qualifications in epidemiology, she says about how ridiculous all these laws are about the epidemic. And it's not... It doesn't qualify as a pandemic, as they call it. It simply does not qualify as that in so many ways. One thing here we won't go to now, but mayors of 30 cities, there is an association of mayors in North America who, we've read out some articles on it, where they go to their secret meetings to implement New World Order agendas like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it's a vile organization. But the mayors of 30 cities in America are now pushing for universal basic income, which has really arrived in Britain and America, where they gave this furlough money. But if people accept universal basic income, that means they're slaves on the on the encampment. They are owned and run by the government. It's a ferocious piece of entrapment, and it's Agenda 21, sustainability agenda. And as somebody said earlier on, a year ago, that the COVID outrageous pandemic, tsunami wave of demonic laws and government would switch from COVID to the green agenda. And now we have Biden in power, which turbocharges that situation. I mean, we are absolutely nearly doomed on this. But there's an article here, we'll get back to it maybe later on, with universal basic income, I can't say loud enough, is a trap. It's absolutely a trap. And one of the many things that's going to be revealed in the big document dump, where did that go? That didn't go anywhere. We didn't see it, didn't hear of it. That $100 trillion have been weaseled out of Wall Street and out of the economy over the last 20 years. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the break. But one of the other articles here that's quite shocking to read, really and truly, is what the lockdown, what the pandemic has done for the billionaires of the world. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The increase in wealth is just unbelievable. Bezos was worth $113 million a year ago. He's now worth $185. This is a peculiar color reference on this graph. Bernard Arnault and family, I don't know what that guy is in, $76 billion to $85 billion. Bill Gates was worth $98 billion. He's now worth over $100 billion, right? Larry Ellison was $59 billion. He's now $89 billion, right? Warren Buffett, who had shocking losses last year, was worth Hathaway organization was $67 billion. It's now worth $88 billion. And Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the people who are the original shareholders in Google, went from 50 billion to 79 billion, right? And Bezos coining it. And I've left Amazon Prime now, and they have an impossible way. You can't cancel it. They're running around in a circle. And the Norwegian government are suing Amazon for putting a sharp practice dirty dealing system on their system, whereby you can't extract yourself from Amazon Prime. They were charging £8 a month for free delivery and next day delivery, blah, blah, blah. Well, that would be nearly £100 a year. Very, very few people would be using that amount of usage on the system, 20, I say, 15 items a year, what, £900? And said that that's actually costing about £3, 30 items a year. That very few people would average that amount. But they were paying for their entire extra van fleet and drivers, etc., out of the Amazon Prime charge. And now you can't extract yourself from it. Okay. But it's the large, very good article here on Activist Post. And we get to the beginning of it. It's who's writing this article? It's Jordan Schnashel. But said Wall Street, Washington, D.C., and Silicon Valley are swimming in cash and prosperity. 2020 could not have been better for the country's elites. The vast majority of Americans, on the other hand, have been forced into financial, physical, and emotional ruin. 2020 served as the year government dictates purposed with fighting disease with a disease that has a 99.8% recovery rate. Turn the economy upside down for a loss of 2% of the population. I mean, shocking. Anyway, we'll go to this break. We should be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.